Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a rather overcast, rainy Tuesday morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. The date is January 31st, 2006, and today's message is titled Accumulations. The scripture text is from Genesis 12, verse 5. Speaking of Abram, he took his wife, Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. After my mom passed away in November, we went through a lot of her stuff. Many sentimental items were divided among siblings, and other items were taken to the thrift store. We also took a lot of boxes out to our barn to go through later. With beautiful, unseasonably warm weather here in Pennsylvania, I went through some of the boxes yesterday. It sure brought back some warm memories. Even though we had been whittling down Mom's accumulation since we moved her out of her home in 2000, she still had quite a lot that she managed to continue to accumulate as well. I'm not really sure, prior to 2000, whether my mom and dad ever went through anything. In fact, my sister can't recall that they ever had any kind of yard or garage sale. They just stored unused items in the basement. It was when we sold my parents' home that we finally disposed of our baby crib, though their last baby, my younger sister, was over 40 at that time. I sorted through several boxes of the remaining accumulations of her nearly 85 years of life. And actually, there are still several boxes that I want my siblings to go through that have the deepest sentimental value. Abraham's calling is one of the most instructive portions of the Bible and a great model for all of us in our journey of faith. I'm intrigued by a simple phrase in the daily text, quote, all the possessions they had accumulated, end quote. I know they had a lot of animals and household servants. I suppose they had tents and cooking utensils and other supplies as well. It's just hard to imagine that they had to deal with anything like we do here in prosperous America, where a booming business is in self-storage units for all the stuff people accumulate. When Brooksine and I married in 1976, I moved all the stuff I wanted from childhood in a small trailer behind my car. Interesting memory there is my mattress caught fire on the way down to Springfield, Missouri, and I had to pitch it off by the side of the road with the help of a Missouri State Highway Patrol officer. Over a year later, we moved to Pennsylvania in a larger truck, and in 1993 moved to Massachusetts in an even larger truck with a trailer. We moved back to Pennsylvania in early 2001. It took two trucks. I think we are back to one truck now. I sure hope so. Accumulations are a part of life, and we all have some. But there's a constant need to really remember what is important. Jesus talked about accumulations when he said, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. The Apostle Paul made the universally recognized observation that reminds us, we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. Then he said to them, this is speaking of Jesus, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. That is so true. And I urge you today to send your treasure primarily on ahead to heaven.
Jesus, I want to place significance in the things that your word declares are of great worth and holds eternal value. When I'm inundated by the persuasive advertisements that tell me I'll find greater happiness when I purchase these items, I need the Spirit's prompting. Remind me that material accumulations last only for a season, but spiritual gifts endure for a lifetime. Help me to find contentment in you, because that is of great worth. The treasure of a vibrant relationship with you brings greater joy and fulfillment than the temporary treasures of this world.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Roxine. And we just urge each listener this day to remain faithful to the Lord. There is an additional resource up on the website. It's a song a friend of mine wrote named Mike Book a number of years ago and recorded right here in my home studio called Godliness with Contentment. It's based upon that portion of scripture I quoted from the Apostle Paul in the text. If you'd like to listen to that song, it's available as a streaming audio right from the site. This is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Our website is just that, DailyEncouragement.net. Roxine and I consider it a privilege each morning to prepare these messages and share them through podcast and email list and website and even RSS feeds now. And are grateful for the opportunity. We pray before we send these out that many lives will be touched. And today our real prayer, as you'll remember, what is really